The code for an anonymous Lightning Network is now live. Good evening, I'm Stan Higgins, and this is Late Confirmation for CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from August 15th. Some of the headlines today: Prime Trust enters the crypto custody race and will hold any Ether, and Bitcoin's Taproot privacy tech is ready, but there's a catch. Plus, we'll finish up today's podcast by speaking with CoinDesk Nick D about new news on the crypto front from Japanese messenger giant Line. But first, a word from our sponsor, Said Business School, University of Oxford. Master financial technology online with the 10-week Oxford FinTech program, interacting with an international cohort of business leaders and over 60 guest experts, you'll gain a practical introduction to key financial technologies and their business applications. Find out more at oxfordfintech.com. New code has been published to boost privacy on the Lightning Network. The code, released today on GitHub, designs a cache implementation of anonymous off-chain payment architecture called Bolt. According to one of its developers, computer scientist Dr. Ayo Akinyele, Bolt is inspired by the Bitcoin scaling solution Lightning Network and seeks to unlock higher levels of transaction throughput by adding payment confidentiality. Bolt uses blind signatures and zero-knowledge proofs through which it is able to obscure transactions, balances, and sender and receiver identities. Furthermore, because it's built to function along with privacy-preserving cryptocurrencies like Zcash, users can open up a channel using shielded transactions, thereby anonymizing the initial connection to the network. Today's release, which has been optimized for Zcash, allows payment channels to move funds back and forth between two participants. In order to be activated on the cryptocurrency, new code would need to be added to the Zcash repository in what is called a soft fork, or a type of change that doesn't require all versions of the software to update. The team behind Bolt plans to develop it as a privacy extension for the Lightning Network itself and as a support mechanism for other cryptocurrencies, such as Bitcoin and Litecoin. Find out more about that at CoinDesk.com. Prime Trust, a small U.S. financial startup, is entering the highly competitive crypto custody business that has attracted financial service giants like Goldman Sachs and Northern Trust, as well as crypto startups like Coinbase and BitGo. Revealed exclusively to CoinDesk, the Nevada Trust Company quietly began offering cold storage for Bitcoin in mid-July and will announce next week that it can also handle custody for Ether and any token issued on the Ethereum blockchain under the ERC-20 standard. A necessary security precaution, cold storage keeps cryptographic keys offline on a hardware device or a piece of paper that's typically locked away securely. Such services are in high demand among institutional investors who want to save the bother of protecting their private keys to a digital wallet and can be required by law to use a qualified custodian. Accordingly, many businesses have been courting this niche market. As a startup launched 2 years ago, Prime Trust says it is confident of outmaneuvering the big names. According to Prime Trust CEO Scott Purcell, the firm just had an engineering breakthrough. The company has played a behind-the-scenes role in several dollar-backed cryptocurrencies, including a stablecoin announced last month by startup Stronghold and IBM. Taproot, the brainchild of the well-respected Bitcoin developer Greg Maxwell that aims to provide full Bitcoin privacy, has seen solid development since its creation. But before making its way to becoming the major breakthrough that improves Bitcoin's privacy, the innovative idea still faces a crucial problem. Back in mid-January, Maxwell published a paper on Taproot, which offers a way to make all transactions on the blockchain look the same to outsiders. The paper has aroused quite a bit of interest, but chatter about the proposal has arguably faded as other projects caught the community's eye and Bitcoin's price fell. But a number of Bitcoin developers have continued putting efforts into the idea, with mathematician Andrew Polstra pulling together a mathematical security proof in April, and Zappo engineer and Bitcoin Core contributor Anthony Towns putting forward an idea for potentially decreasing how much data the technique uses in July. But the idea still has a big problem. It relies on technology that doesn't exist yet. In fact, Taproot can't function without Schnorr, an upgrade to Bitcoin's signature scheme. Schnorr is potentially Bitcoin's next crucial change and has been on the developer's coding agenda for years, though it's just getting off the ground. Since the project's been taking so long, developers have been dreaming about what they can build on top once the technology is actually live. The most important conference in crypto comes to Asia this fall. CoinDesk's Consensus Conference lands in Singapore on September 19th and 20th. Join more than 75 speakers and 50 sponsors for 2 days of powerful insights, industry announcements, and cross-industry networking opportunities. It's all happening in Singapore September 19th and 20th. Register today at coindesk.com/events. And now we've got CoinDesk Nikilesh D here to talk about new developments from Line, the chat messenger app from Japan. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So just to start, Line is a pretty big messaging company out of Japan, and they've announced some new blockchain stuff as of today. So if you could kind of, give us a quick walkthrough of what's actually happening over there at Line.
Yeah, so earlier this year, Line announced that they were launching a crypto exchange called Bitbox. And last night, they announced the first token that they're listing on it, Tron, Tron's TRX token. And at the same time, Line announced last night that they're also launching a venture fund specifically for the blockchain industry. This venture fund is called Unblock Corporation. And while there aren't a lot of details on what it's funding, we do know that it was established last month, and right now it has a fund of roughly $10 million.
Interesting. So I guess, based on, the reporting around the story, kind of what's the bigger picture here for the industry at large?
Well, it's just another sign that companies are increasingly looking at funding blockchain ventures. Line is a messaging app, as you said, that was based in Japan. But now they're suddenly looking into, airdropping tokens for their users. They're looking to use this exchange kind of as a infrastructure for a larger token ecosystem that Line customers can use in the future.
And, can we expect any other, moves from Line? I think, in the original announcement, they suggested that they were going to expand this amount. So I guess, for our listeners, what can they expect out of Line, in terms of their cryptocurrency ventures?
They did indicate that they were going to introduce other cryptocurrencies for listing at some point in the future, although we don't really have a lot of details on which specific tokens they're going to list at this time. We do know that they are airdropping TRX tokens later this month. So I believe that means this is just the first token that they'll be able to play around with.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on what Line's up to and, some of the crypto projects that they're working on. So thanks for joining us, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Late Confirmation is brought to you by the Said Business School at Oxford University. You can now study fintech entirely online with Oxford University's Said Business School. The 10-week program gives you the tools you need to build the future of transactions and commerce. You'll explore emerging technologies that will disrupt marketplaces and financial services, and examine the state of the industry and plan disruptive intra or entrepreneurial interventions. Throughout the program, you'll be exposed to key ideas, principles, and frameworks from CEOs of leading startups, corporate leaders, and instructional leaders at the forefront of research in the space of future commerce and transactions. Find out more at OxfordExecFintech.com. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletter, check out Coindesk.com. You can find us on Twitter at Coindesk. And if you're enjoying the show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Coindesk, I'm Stan Higgins, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.